Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We hope you all had a grand 4th of July, that you were safe, that you made sure that you were, your pets were safe, and that there weren't any fires where you are, because that's so important. Things are very, very dry still.
Well, as we want to remind you, you've been hearing encore presentations of some of our shows, and we're glad that you stayed tuned in. We are on vacation for a couple of weeks, as well as Intentional Health, and I bring that up because they are offering their still their 2-for-1 deal on Powers of pH while they take some time off themselves to create some exciting new products, and you will see some changes coming up in the fall. But here's the thing. If you put vacation in the coupon code at powersofph.com, you can get the 2-for-1 deal. That's 2-for-1 by putting vacation in the coupon code at checkout at powersofph.com for Power PH. The only thing is it won't be shipping until the 15th after they return from vacation.
Also want to remind you that Danielle Gibbons, we're going to give you that reminder again, and Mother Mary are holding their year's retreat at Elohi Center in Georgia. It's coming up October 17th through the 20th. It's called The Essence of Being. You can register for that by going to BelovedPublications.com. And Rob mentioned there's some new and exciting things coming up this fall. We're going to be bringing Robert Novak to Port Townsend, and we're really excited about that. All that information is going to get out there after we get back. We hope you enjoy your 2 weeks, and we'll be talking to you then.
Well, and don't forget also our friends in Redmond, Vitamin Life, who have continued with their natural health lecture series now for a number of years, are taking the summer off. They're getting ready for an exciting lineup in September, starting in September when everybody is back. And so stay tuned. Stay tuned for all of these things at the events section of ConsciousTalk.net.
Yeah, lots of cool things happening this fall and bringing you the best that we know of, as we always do. Have fun, everyone. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and stay tuned to our encore presentations.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, over the years, we have explored certain truths, like everything is energy, and we are the creator of our lives. But how do you integrate those concepts into your life? Well, we'll talk to Dr. Sue Mortar, author of The Energy Codes, and she's discovered a way to bring it all together and put it to work in your life. And yes, you can do it. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, you've heard me say from time to time, a special book comes along and we get one copy, and you know we read the books because, you know, we want to pass on the best information we can to all of our listeners. And Brenda tends to hoard the really good ones if she gets one first, but I hear her yelling from the other room while I'm doing my reading, you know, wait until you read this book. Well, that's a quick introduction for, excuse me, my voice is going. That's a quick introduction for today's special guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. She's an international speaker, a master of bioenergetic medicine and quantum field visionary. She's the founder of the Mortar Institute for Bioenergetics, which is an international destination for healing and wellness education. Dr. Mortar can be seen in several documentary films, including The Opus, The Cure Is, Discover the Gift, and Femme. The Energy Codes is her first book. The Energy Codes is the book we're talking about. It's a seven-step system to awaken your spirit, heal your body, and live your best life.
Dr. Mortar,
yeah, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Oh, my great pleasure to be here. I'm thrilled whenever we get to speak about these kinds of ideas, and I can't wait to see where we get to go to today.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, and do you mind if we call you Dr. Sue, or you want to be Dr. Mortar, or you just want to be...
Please, call me Dr. Sue, okay. Or Sue, or whatever else happens.
Okay, so if this is your first book, Dr. Sue, I can't wait for the second one, because this blew all my circuits, this book. It really did. I was just absolutely entranced and fascinated and literally tried out a lot of the things that you put forth in the book and noticed some differences right away. So I want everyone to know this book is really instructional, but it's really easy to get into it, and it's easy reading, and it's easy to understand. So I really appreciate you wrote it that way. So I think we want to start off by asking you, you have a really fascinating story about, coming upon the energy codes. I think our audience would love to hear that. Would you share it with them?
Well, certainly. I was basically a perfectionist in life, as one of our common tools for compensating for the fact that we're intimidated in life. We have a tendency to either retreat or come out into the world in a fashion that is compromised in some way. And so the perfectionist is actually compromising for the fact that they feel like something is broken or missing or wrong, or something just needs to be better than it is. And so that was my world. And unfortunately, I was really rewarded for that, because I was, I was very successful, because it creates a very can-do kind of person. And in the midst of all that success, I also recognized that I was not fulfilled. And so in the midst of my search for fulfillment outside of achievement, which are two very different things, I stumbled upon meditation. I was drawn to meditation. And in the midst of meditating, almost instantly, I began having transcendental, multidimensional experiences of myself. And I awakened as the higher self, or the soulful self, as I write about it in the book. And I awakened inside of another dimensional version of who we are. And I was me, but I was not in a physical body. I was a ray of light. I could see 360 degrees around me in a light so brilliantly bright. It was 10 times brighter than the brightest day in the desert that I had ever seen. And the most important thing about this, not only could I see the earth beneath me about the size of a marble, and I was embedded into it up to about what would have been my knees. What basically happened was I had a complete experience of us as a fulfillment. I was completely fulfilled and gratified and satisfied. There was nowhere to go, nothing to become. There was nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing wrong. And every time I took a breath, this bright light would become literally the vibrational frequency of love that would move through me and into the earth. And I knew that that's what every one of us is, that the degree to which we will allow our simple breath to be what is leading in our lives, because spirit is breath in the body, that the degree to which we will allow that to happen without interrupting it with doubts and fears and worries and writing stories about our value or what we should do next, et cetera, that we allow energy, which is light, high-frequency energy, which is light, to become love, and that we infuse that into this life experience here on Earth. So that's it in a nutshell. There's so much more to say, but I'll stop there and see where you want to go.
Well, what it makes me think of is how we are coexisting on all of these different levels. It's the question of awareness, and so that's where our discussion of consciousness always goes. We've been arguing for our limited view and awareness for a very long time, but you also talk about a model of, how we can awaken. And it contains three stages. One is victimhood, one is self-help, and one is creatorship. For something has been lit of late, Sue, that we all kind of feel, because it's interesting, you know, we see the books that have been coming in. We know people have been thinking about this. I mean, you don't turn out a book overnight. It takes you a while. We know people have been thinking about these things, and thematically, we're getting a lot about energy and codes and different ways of hooking into who we really are. So that was why I was excited about this book. But would you like to talk a little bit about those three stages?
Sure. What happened after this big light experience, this ray of light experience for me, was I wanted to return to it, and I couldn't make it happen on demand. And so I turned my life into a living laboratory to figure out, how do I ever begin to approach this state of consciousness again? And how do I then infuse that into my life so that it makes a difference in my own health, in my relationships, in my expression in the world, my experience of life itself? And so I began observing, I began recreating as much of the circumstances as I could. And lo and behold, I recognized that it was all a vibrational recipe that mattered, that I had to create the vibrational situation inside of myself to allow my own consciousness to sit down inside of that high frequency vibration again. And so as I began to do that over the next 10 years, I began to recognize that there were certain ways of being that created vibrational frequencies that do not serve us. And one of them is, of course, this idea that we don't have a say in our life, that we're the victim to someone else's action or our circumstances or the life that we were born into, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then we think that we don't have power over that. And living there is a certain vibrational radio station, if you will. And then as people get tired of that and they start seeking help and they start awakening to a greater degree, they recognize that they can take their bad circumstances, their negative circumstances, and turn them into something good. So we know that as the equivalent, of course, of making lemonade out of lemons, that kind of thing, seeing the silver lining around the cloud. And what I recognized was that while that was a higher vibrational frequency way of living, it also did not allow me to attain, to achieve, to awaken again into that state of consciousness that I had tapped in meditation. And so I recognized that the more I began to take on a leadership role, a creatorship role, I began to recognize that I started feeling vibrationally, internally, very similar to how I was at the moment when these openings were starting to happen with me back in the year 2000 and 2001. And so I began to study that and share it with my patients. And while I was treating them, they began to have results as well. And they started to get better faster and stay better longer in all kinds of circumstances and addressing all kinds of conditions. And so I recognized that it was truly that I was seated in this place of creatorship in that moment. I was the creator of my own life experience. Mm-hmm. And so what I knew when I was in that exalted state initially, the immediate time, the first time I was ever there, I knew that I had always been there, that we are always creator, mm-hmm. and that I would always be there, that I would always be creator, mm-hmm. and that I had the option to have different life experiences anytime I chose. And so what I realized was, we have no idea who we are walking around.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
that
totally.
we're stumbling along, it seems like, blind to what is actually real about us. And that's why this book is so exciting and the practices you have in here are so phenomenal. The book focuses the energy codes, the seven-step system to awaken your spirit, heal your body, and live your best life by Dr. Sue Morter. It's Dr. Sue Morter, morter.com. We're going to have a lot more to come, a lot to explore with Dr. Sue when we come back from these messages. We'll be right back.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, I know you're in your cars, most of you. You're on your way to work. This is morning drive and you're listening on your radio. But if you go to conscioustalk.net, in case you get to the office early, you don't hear the whole show, you can always catch up with all of our guests. They all have a guest page. Just put their name in the search engine. Also, podcasts are free. Doesn't matter what time, you know, you can catch up with the rest of the show. You can find out how to connect with those people. It's important that you stay safe and no texting while you're driving. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're here with Dr. Sue Mortar. The book is The Energy Codes. Her website is drsuemorter.com, and we are talking about her new book, The Energy Codes. And I'm going to have Rob kind of repeat what he said to you during the break, Dr. Sue, and then you can take it from there, because this is a very, very fascinating factor about what we really do when we encounter those denser energies.
Well, you were talking about your experience and what set you down this road. I had a very similar experience when I was in my early 20s and diagnosed with a deadly disease and sent home to die. I at one point came to the realization that if I had created this situation somehow, I could uncreate it. And I believe this is the creator role that you're talking about. But I came in contact with something in meditation. It took this event to kind of clear the highway, as it were, so that I had nothing to lose. And then all of a sudden something showed up. And I found that brief moment of connection where anything was possible. And that really was the beginning of my healing. And, you know, doctors had no idea. They had no idea why my situation had changed, but I knew that I had connected with something. I believe this is what you are talking about, that we can access states that are, you know, far greater than the limited ones that we imagine we're stuck within.
And when we understand that we maybe been living in denser energies, if you will, lower frequency energies, the cultural belief is, at least in the spiritual community over the years, was you had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You had to get rid of these energies. And what you said to us during the break is exactly what we know and understand and believe now. And I'd like you to repeat that it isn't about getting rid of anything, is it?
Exactly. Only the ego tries to get rid of things. And that's what gets us in trouble in the first place. Mm-hmm. It tries to get rid of the parts of us that we think are unacceptable or
right.
inappropriate or not good enough or in some fashion. And so what I've found in working with people that healing happens when we learn to embrace every aspect of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
If a feeling comes up, we embrace it. If an emotion passes through, we embrace it. And rather than trying to push ourselves into an entirely different vibrational frequency, thinking that the one that we're in is bad and wrong,
mm-hmm.
What the invitation here is to recognize that we have to expound upon and expand our vibrational bandwidth,
mm-hmm.
not jump from one to another.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we jump from one to another, we're still only living in our partialness. And so the idea of healing actually comes as a result of living in our wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
And once we're living in our wholeness, the body starts to heal, relationships start to heal, our relationship with life and every aspect of it begins to fall into a harmonious connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a circuitry issue, as I teach in the book. It's all about building the neurocircuitry to be able to perceive ourselves in our wholeness. And it includes energetically embracing, and teaching people how to do this, embracing the parts of us that we didn't even know we weren't embracing,
mm-hmm.
which led to a disease condition or a diagnosis or even just a stressful circumstance or an issue that doesn't heal in our lives or a long-standing feeling of a lack of abundance or whatever the circumstance might be. It's all at the effect of and a byproduct of a lack of circuitry. So I regularly reference it as, hey, it's just a circuitry issue. And all we need to do is learn how to build more circuitry so that we can perceive a greater bandwidth of who we are. And
mm-hmm.
it begins with in embracing the very dense vibrational frequencies that we were once told are the reason for our illness.
Right.
They alone can be cannot be responsible for the illness. It's the lack of those dense energies being combined with the high frequency energies of faith and hope and belief and trust and love and joy and so forth. But we can't live on those high frequency energies alone either. We don't come down into our bodies mm-hmm. without them.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the full bandwidth to be able to traverse the wholeness of the human experience. And as we learn how to embrace them all, what begins to unfold is this presence, this awareness that is totally comfortable with everything that happens
right.
because we know we have the bandwidth mm-hmm. to process it.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have the circuitry then in place to be able to interpret it into the guidance and the support that life is actually offering us up all the time. But prior to being able to perceive it that way, it sure looks like times are tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
then we split that energy off in our judgments and our criticisms and our beliefs around it and really kind of sequester it till we don't even know that those denser energies are begging for our attention to be included and to be integrated throughout the body system.
Yeah, and where the rubber meets the road, it's something that we talk about, our listeners have heard us talk about before. When you have a pain, you instead of trying to get rid of it, you move your consciousness there.
And breathe right into it.
And guess what? It quote, disappears, but it doesn't really disappear. This is that melding of the energies. And, you know, it's almost like answering a question. You know, your body's saying something to you. And if you don't bring the complete self to it, it's going to keep asking. Does that make sense?
Exactly. You know, what we're studying in bioenergetics is that it just means body energy.
Right.
And as the energy is measured in the body, it flows and moves. And if that energy is allowed to flow and move, what happens is cells rejuvenate, they replenish, they heal, new cells come on board where there has been injury, and we begin to be, you know, we maintain ourselves as a self-healing entity, a self-regulating system. And so if the energy gets blocked, which it does when we have unresolved emotion, when we experience something that we don't have the circuitry to handle, it has a short-circuiting effect on the system, and the energy stops flowing. Mm-hmm. And when the energy stops flowing, it's as if there's a dam in the river. And on one side of the dam, the pressure builds up, the energy builds up, and on the other side of the dam, there's a deficiency. So anytime you have pain, it's an excess of energy in one area. And there's another area of your body that has a deficiency of energy flowing in it at the same time because of that same blockage or that same lack of circuitry is actually what it is. It's a gap in the energy flow. So by bringing your consciousness there, and what I'm having people do is also talk some body talk, not just bring your conscious awareness to it, which is what mindfulness is teaching us to do. I'm also talking about embodiment, because it's not enough just to observe something. If we embody it and become it, it never returns again as a separate entity other than us. So we don't perceive things as stressful because there's not a pressure gradient going on anymore. So what I'm having people do is just hug the area on the inside of your body. Like if it's in your hip, you hug it on the inside. If it's in your chest, you hug that on the inside. If it's in your gut, if you have a lump in your throat, wherever it is, you kind of squeeze it and hug it and start breathing in such a fashion that I teach in the book and in my coursework, breathing so that we can start to move that energy in the patterns that it is designed to be moving in so that our system is able to self-heal again. And in the midst of that, we start to build circuitry in areas of our system that also start to illuminate levels of our consciousness that have been sitting dormant and we didn't even know it, thereby giving us a greater sense of self and a greater capacity to manage the whole of life, our responses to life, and our ability to create the life that we deeply desire.
So in essence, if I was going to put this in like really simple terms, part of this is the body becoming conscious, correct?
Exactly. We're anchoring our consciousness in the body. See, we're attached. We are pure awareness. We are just consciousness. We're awareness. That's what we actually are. And we're attached to the mind. We've hooked ourselves onto the mind. What we're learning to do is unattach ourselves from the mind and sit down inside the body and allow the mind and the body and the breath, which is consciousness or spirit in the body, to work together for the first time in our lives in such a fashion that we have enough power and momentum to pierce through the veils of our own limitations, our beliefs, the things that have been keeping us confined into a smaller version of who we are than we actually are. And so it allows us to start to pierce those veils and to start to live a life that is more deeply fulfilling and more safely further reaching than we ever felt safe before because we have a greater sense of our wholeness. And that always leads the nervous system out of fight or flight and into creative genius, which is where we're intended to be living all the time.
Well, and that's why we are talking about this great book, The Energy Codes. It's the 7-step system to awaken your spirit, heal your body, and live your best life. Now, I know you've heard those words before, but this is a system. This is a very practical one. You know, don't get confused by what might seem like sometimes confusing concepts. it's not that hard, but it has to be done. So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Sue Morter. Stay tuned.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, folks. Hey, thank you for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And I always want to draw your attention to our Facebook page that is up as an F icon on our website at conscioustalk.net. Easy way to get there. There's still some things up there that we are sponsoring and asking you to participate in. So when you get a chance, check it out, conscioustalk.net. Just click on the F icon. We'll take you right there. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Dr. Sue Morter. We're talking about her book, The Energy Codes, The Seven-Step System to Awaken Your Spirit, Heal Your Body, and Live Your Best Life.
So, Dr. Sue, I have a really interesting question for you that might seem a little out of the context maybe of what we're talking about. But did you notice when you started doing this work, this energy work, or after you had that amazing experience that you had, that your voice changed to some degree?
Ah, well, my voice changed tremendously. Mm-hmm. Now, my voice is hoarse right now because mm-hmm. I've been on a tour about the book and talking and talking and talking every day for about 20 days now. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, it's interesting that you asked me that question because my voice changed a lot mm-hmm. after this experience. Mm-hmm. I dropped down into a deeper version of mm-hmm. myself mm-hmm. physically, physiologically. I dropped down beneath my heart, through my heart, into my power center, and then deeper still into the wisdom, like below the navel.
Right.
So the come from of my voice changed its
yes.
position. I became seated in my core physically differently than I had ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tone, the sound, the access of the words, mm-hmm. the selection of words chosen happened to shift immediately. And then as I began to integrate what had happened, it continued to change even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so people told me for years and years that when I would lead a meditation or even when I would just talk, that there would be a transmission, an experience that would happen vibrationally when I spoke, mm-hmm. which is why I never stopped and took the time to write a book, because I was having such amazing results with people in my live conferences and making CDs and recordings of things, et cetera.
Right.
So then I finally got to the point where it was obvious that this body of work and the practical application and the how-tos that were evolving were so potent that they needed to be written down so that people could pick up a book that did learn that way more easily mm-hmm. and be able to work through it. But it's a very interesting question that you asked.
Mm. It's
fascinating. Yeah.
The reason I asked it is I too, and you heard Rob share his story of having cancer, and I too had cancer 3 different times years ago. Was given a year to give to live the third bout, and you know, realized that I was, you know, I had literally walled off a huge part of me. I was a perfectionist, as you mentioned you were, but there were a lot of other things that were walled off in me that I had just discarded and buried deeply. And mm-hmm. it was fascinating what I noticed as I started to grow, evolve. I embraced the disease. I embraced everything around it. Got a lot of pushback on that, by the way, at the time, but nonetheless, I did a lot of healing work, and, you know, 28 years later, here I am. But what I noticed, Dr. Sue, was my voice changed to a degree. And then I started doing a lot of emotional and spiritual coaching, and a lot of it was on the phone. And many of my clients were cancer patients. And I could just pick up in the tone and frequency of their voice, I could tell sort of their level of health. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell where someone is living in their mm-hmm. body, or even not really fully in their body.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, mostly, most often, what you're picking up on is the reverberation of the sound that is not embodied.
Mm.
So this book is about how to get in the body, because when we're in the body with our consciousness fully, we heal.
Mm-hmm.
We not only heal, we heal as a byproduct of revealing our magnificence.
Mm.
So it's not about going after what's wrong and trying to fix it. It's about learning how to bring yourself here fully, land in this body fully,
mm-hmm.
and allow your sound, your vibration, your tone to be reverberating out through the wholeness of your system.
Mm-hmm.
When that's happening, you are the healer. You are awakened as the healer.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, when I speak with people, when they laugh, when they sing, if they chant, I can tell what's going on, whether they're in the body or not, based upon the sound, the tone, and the frequency that is emitting from them as they're exchanging in life, as they're speaking or making sound from you know, from any perspective.
And that is a great gift.
You're definitely onto it.
To give people. It's a great gift to be able to help people in that way. Well, we're here talking to Dr. Sue Morter. The book is The Energy Codes. We'll be back after these messages. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Conscious Talk. Radio that transforms your life.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are back with Conscious Talk. And hey, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Dr. Sue Morter. Her book is The Energy Codes. It's the 7-step system to awaken your spirit, heal your body, and live your best life. And I have to say, the title might sound a little bit ordinary to you. This is not an ordinary book. Mm-mm. This is one of the ones that we're not giving this one away. We're working on with the practices. Mm-hmm. We're finding just how powerful they are. And we're talking with Sue. We've been talking sort of around what the codes are, because you really have to get the book and you have to get into it. We can't expose all of that in a one-hour radio interview.
But we are getting the gist of it, Dr. Sue. And one of the things that you said as you wound up the last segment for us was about becoming we are the creatorship of our lives, but we are also becoming, when the body is fully conscious and integrated and the energy is flowing through without any blocks or anything, we heal. And you mentioned that we also are healers. Does that mean that everybody is capable of becoming a healer?
Oh, I would say that not only is everyone capable of becoming a healer, it is our destiny. Mm-hmm. We are the healer. We are the healing presence on the planet. The problem is when we land here, we kind of splat. But if we splat, we disperse ourselves and we lose touch with who we are. And we attach ourselves to the mind. We then don't feel whole and complete because we're attached to only a part of who we are. Mm-hmm. And then we spend our lives actually kind of in a blindfolded bumper car kind of way, bumping into things and figuring out one step after another how to get ourselves together enough that we can start to feel whole. Well, once we get ourselves together and start to feel whole, the healer within gets the power to start actually having the capacity for transmuting, you know, cellular densities and fragmented communications and all kinds of things start to come together again. Now, what the energy codes is about is teaching people how to do that ahead of time, collapsing time and allowing it to happen now so that we don't have to spend our whole lifetime figuring out how to do that. Mm-hmm. By the time we figure it out, we're in our 70s or 80s or 90s or beyond, and we have a hard time generating the transformation as quickly as we could because the cells have been going along for such a long period of time mm-hmm. out of context, and it's harder to get the ship turned around.
Sure.
And yet, if someone is in their 70s or 80s or 90s and listening to this, I want you to know that I have 70 and 80-year-old patients that have had 90-year-old patients and clients that tell me they feel younger than they have felt in 30 and 40 years mm-hmm. when they start putting these pieces together again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brenda, it's not only our capacity or a possibility for us, it's actually our destiny, and I frankly see it as our responsibility, that we're supposed to be the ones with free will on this planet, that we have the choice to operate as creator.
Yes.
We have the choice to move energy from one frequency into another. In fact, every single time we forgive someone or every single time we embrace some part of us that we had not yet embraced before, we're moving energy from one vibrational frequency to another.
Mm-hmm.
And every single individual that does that makes a contribution to an up-leveled bandwidth of human consciousness altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire planet of humanity has an opportunity to embrace higher frequencies than they've ever been able to embrace before
mm-hmm.
simply because of a forgiveness or an acceptance that we did personally on our own. And as each one of us does that, we allow the bandwidth to up-level to the degree that someone on the other side of the country or on the other side of the planet is walking along and suddenly they have the urge to forgive their mother
mm-hmm.
or their sister mm-hmm. or whatever in a way that they have no idea why. It's just that the vibrational bandwidth that they're now living in
mm-hmm.
is changing.
Yes.
And people are starting to wake up.
Yes.
So as that happens, the healer in everyone begins to come alive.
Mm.
And we start operating as the beneficial presence on the planet that we were intended to be
mm-hmm.
in the first place.
Mm.
And the byproduct of that is everyone has a much more enhanced life experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is a holographic universe
mm-hmm.
and we are affecting things all of the time. But look, the book is called The Energy Code. So let's just touch on what that is. And you start the codes with what you call anchoring codes. Now, we're not going to be able to go through everything, but what is an anchoring code?
Well, sure. So I codified the things that are necessary for enlightenment and embodiment. And self-healing is a byproduct of that. And abundance is a byproduct of that. So the anchoring code is the first step into embodiment. Basically, we live in our heads. And we have to start living all the way down in our whole body
mm-hmm.
if we want to access all of the levels of consciousness that we are made of. When we're only living in our heads, we're not enlivening our manifesting energies, our unconditionality energies. We're not animating and enlivening our personal empowerment. We're not enlivening our deep wisdom at the core. And so the anchoring code is, it's like pulling a window blind. You know, the old-fashioned window blind that would roll up, and if it had a little string and a plastic circle on it, if you pull that window blind down and tug on it just so, it'll stay down. And this is what we're doing, is we're pulling the window blind down
mm-hmm.
and tethering it in the anchoring code. We're tying that window blind down there so that it doesn't just flip up there and roll up the moment someone opens the door and a breeze comes through or somebody says something. That makes us jump back into our head again.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to stay tethered, not only in our hearts, but beneath our hearts and our
mm-hmm.
power.
Mm-hmm.
And not only in our power and our hearts, but deeper than that even still, in our wisdom and our very awareness and our awakening to the fact that this entire life experience is a byproduct of my own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And as I enliven at the root of my being, everything begins to change. So the anchoring code is teaching us ways to anchor ourselves in the core of our being in such a fashion that we can start to awaken and enliven levels of consciousness that we don't have access to when we're just living in our heads or in the mind field alone.
Mm-hmm.
Those energies are not grounded and not applicable in this life until we embody them.
Mm-hmm.
So the anchoring code starts us into the process of full embodiment.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, and I just want to ask this about the yoga poses, because you're not only having us work with energy through the body, but then you're using yoga, certain yoga poses to what? Even anchor it further or expand the body, open the energy centers of the body. Why the yoga poses?
Sure. So when this awakening happened with me, I would find myself waking up in the middle of the night in these positions that I couldn't even put my body back into when I was trying to describe to others what was happening. I mean, in pretzel-type positions that when I would try to do it in my with my conscious mind, I couldn't do it. And what I recognized was that these high levels of frequency, energy, that are high levels of consciousness that we ultimately awaken to, they reside in certain shapes, geometrical shapes, sacred geometries. Mm-hmm. And the yoga asana, which I wasn't a yogi at the time, the yoga asana, meaning the position of a yoga pose, puts us in a sacred geometry, which allows energy to move through the body in such particular patterns that it enlivens and awakens these high levels of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Now, yoga isn't necessarily taught today in this fashion, although I'm bringing it back because that's what's been lost over the hundreds of years. So I call it body awake yoga. It's a form of yoga that I'm teaching that anchors the consciousness in the body through these positions that we put the body in that automatically cause the energy to flow in a way that is self-healing. So yoga is beneficial to everyone. But if we can anchor the consciousness in the core of the body at the same time, exponentially more beneficial. So that's what body awake yoga is, which I speak about in the book. And don't worry, you don't have to be a yogi. It's for beginners to just show you the examples of how you can start to feel the energy moving through your body, and you can start to land your mind and your body and your breath together in such a fashion that you can be this healer and be this creator with ease and grace and simplicity in your life.
Which is who we really are, who we actually really are. Once we get to the core of this, which is what your book is about. Folks, it's an amazing book. We highly, highly recommend it. The book is The Energy Codes, The Seven-Step System to Awaken Your Spirit, Heal Your Body, and Live Your Best Life by Dr. Sue Morter. It's Dr. Dr. Sue Morter, MORTER.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue, for writing this, for having this amazing experience and being willing to share it with the world. It's beautiful and powerful, and we really appreciate you being a guest with us here today. Thank you. Thank you. And folks, thank you. You bet. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.